Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
After the hour, I had Jade so busy getting the tickets given away. We don't have Lytle up on the First Advantage hotline, so we're going to get Kevin Lytle on from the Colorado and the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Which college football team will be the most successful in 2022? CSU, Wyoming, UNC, or CU? How about this news? USC and UCLA, Pac-12's flagship programs perhaps, are considering leaving the conference for the Big Ten as early as 2024. Ouch. A source confirmed that to ESPN this morning. There's still a formal notification process to go, but the two schools have left the Pac-12, let the Pac-12 know their intentions to leave, and they also have to formally apply to the Big Ten. But yikes, bad news for the Pac-12. We have him on, though, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, interesting news in college football today.
Yeah, this is a pretty wild one. I mean, I know I've said on your show, I keep saying it, that there was certainly going to be at least one more big realignment move. Didn't see this one coming.
Did we lose Kevin? Let's see if we got him. Is he still there? Kevin, are you good? We lost you for a second.
Okay, yeah. The trickle-down effect of this move could just be massive. There are a million different ways it could go.
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, we've talked about this with all the new stuff going on in college sports. But then again, realignment always jacks with everything. We've experienced it. But doesn't it just feel like, I mean, we got players leaving teams left and right, NIL deals left and right, kids leaving early to go to the pros. And now you're just getting programs that are like, you know what, we don't like it here anymore. We're just moving on. Everybody's just not satisfied. The grass is always greener.
Yeah, it's pretty wild right now. Probably the most transformative times in college sports, you know, in the history of college sports, I would say. I'm trying to not be prisoner of the moment, but I feel like that one is pretty accurate.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I don't know what it's going to do. I mean, of course, we talk, I know, Kevin, cover your ears. We talk Buffs sometimes. We do talk Pac-12. So that's going to be interesting to see how that one all plays out. That move to the Pac-12 still coming back every year. It feels like it just comes back to haunt the Buffs more and more.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Pac-12. Let's assume this move goes through, and it's sure sounding like it's pretty close to done. But assuming it does, man, the Pac-12 is in a world of hurt, because it's already, you know, certainly among the power conferences, it's struggling. And now if you look at it, if you take those teams out of it, that's not a very good football conference. It's not a very good basketball conference, to be honest. You know, like I say, there are a million trickle-down effects, but, man, I mean, are they going to go try and raid, you know, some of the Mountain West? You know, that's pretty much the only footprint you have, you know, somewhat realistically, although I'm not sure what realistic means anymore. But what's the Pac-12 going to do? Could the Mountain West try and, you know, counterpunch and maybe poach the other way, or, you know, maybe go get a Gonzaga and St. Mary's and build an epic basketball conference and hope that will keep everyone on board? I mean, there are just, like I say, a million different ways I can go right now. If this move goes through,
that's all interesting too, because I like the counterpunch thing. Does the Mountain West get extra, you know, aggressive trying to get one of these teams over there? But then you could also see in the Pac-12. I mean, you know, we've talked about Boise State for years. Colorado State certainly gained some momentum there in the McElwain time. But could that be potential? Could we ultimately see CSU in that Power 5 spot? Because the Mountain West just kind of, I mean, as this goes, it does seem like the conference got a little bit stronger today when you see all these other news.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely see, you know, let's say the Pac-12 wants to, you know, stay afloat, basically, and raid the Mountain West. You figure San Diego State is a prime candidate. You know, there's Southern California, help replace some of the Southern California they'd be losing. They have a new football stadium. Obviously, their basketball team is always great. Boise State will certainly throw their hat in the ring. The Pac-12 has always kind of turned their noses up at them because of academics and stuff, but standards can drop when you're desperate. Obviously CSU would want to be in the conversation. You know, you could argue the CU-CSU pairing could be good for the league, and, you know, the league would then own the state of Colorado. So you could see that. Certainly Air Force, you know, ends up in conversations. So yeah, I mean, there are definitely going to be talks. I'm going to guess Joe Parker's phone is pretty hot right now.
Wow.
The big question is if it's incoming calls or outgoing calls, because that's a big difference sometimes.
Maybe a mixture of both. Hey, we might somehow see the Rocky Mountain Showdown become a regular thing again.
Well, it absolutely should be. It's disgraceful
right.
That it's not already. But yeah, I mean, obviously there's an argument to be made that could be useful for a Pac-12. There's also an argument to be made that, you know, they wouldn't really gain much by adding CSU as well. So there's the tug and pull of it. I know, green and gold people, you know, certainly want to think, it'd be a slam dunk, but it's not that easy. But I guess the good thing is there are not that many options. If the Pac-12 wants to expand, there's the Mountain West teams. I suppose you could go try and poach some of the Big 12 teams out of Texas. I'm not sure that would work, but you could try. But man, it's tough. This is a wild one. I mean, they're all monumental, but this is a monumental one.
No question. Part of me is kind of excited, though, about the prospect of what that would look like. And I'm a big fan of the Mountain West. Certainly basketball season was so much fun last year. So it would be bittersweet. But my goodness, Kevin, if you have a chance, if the Rams were realistically in that conversation, I'm just in the back of my head, I'm thinking, Nico Medved, if Jay Norvell's a stud and he turns out to be amazing. Well, there's just, I mean, again, I know it's Pac-12. They might be feeling like they're in shambles, but at the end of the day, at this point at least, on the 30th of June, Pac-12 is still a Power 5 conference.
Yep, and you know, they still have TV deals that bring in all that money. I would love to hear the conversations among some TV execs, you know, that think that over the next, you know, 8 years they're going to be, you know, having a bunch of USC games, and they just lost that. I doubt they're thrilled about that at the moment. But yeah, it's right now the money is still, you know, in these power leagues. It's, you know, it's varied across those leagues, but it's still the place to be compared to like a Mountain West. Financially, at least.
No, you're exactly right. Even though the Mountain West said, hey, but we changed up our divisions. We're not doing the Mountain West anything anymore. Everybody's, it's a free-for-all. That's not going to be appealing if it's like, you could move to the Pac-12.
Yeah, I mean, the money just speaks volumes. And so, like I say, unless the Mountain West can counterpunch somehow, you would think teams would still be, you know, looking to potentially leave the Mountain West and go join even a decimated Pac-12 because the money is still higher. But again, maybe there are other counter moves that we haven't thought of or that we don't know. But man, like I say, you know, I mentioned Joe Parker, Craig Thompson, the same. I bet his line is blown up. We've talked about before. If you're waiting to react when these things happen, you're gonna be behind. You need to be proactive, even if it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're signing papers to move a conference. You need to be having, you know, conversations all the time about, you know, what if this happens? What should we do there? If this happens, what should we do there? Because if you wait until all this is done, you could end up without a chair when the music stops.
Well, and you have to be so calculated in this process, too, if you're Joe Parker, because, you know, going to the Pac-12, obviously that would be great for where you are, but you don't want to get to the point where, I mean, you piss off the con, you know, and again, it's not like the Mountain West would kick you out, but at the same time, you kind of have to walk that fine line. Look, we love the Mountain West. It's amazing, but Pac-12 would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, and that's kind of always been Joe Parker's line publicly when asked about it is, you know, we're founding members of the Mountain West. We, you know, we're very proud of that. You know, we think it's a strong association that we enjoy being part of, but we also have to do what's best for the university, and if that means, you know, elsewhere, then, you know, we'll look at all possibilities. So kind of, yeah, you have to toe that line. It is awkward. And to be fair, the conferences know it. I mean, Craig Thompson isn't dumb. If a Big 12, a Pac-12, Big 10 call one of his schools in the Mountain West and offers them a full share in that league, he knows he can count. So he knows that the money's different. So you do have to toe the line, but everyone kind of gets in. At a certain point, you got to protect yourself rather than worry about your supposed friends in the league.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. And again, nothing's official yet, but it sure feels like we're on our way to that. Kevin Lytle joining me from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, I wanted to ask you this question. You are one of the, and I'm not sucking up to you, I think you're one of the most respected reporters in the state. I love following what you do. You've done a phenomenal job with Colorado State. But, okay, I have to ask you this question. Mike Chambers, who you know, Mike Chambers is partying with the Avs. He's drinking out of the Stanley Cup. I'm a radio guy. I'm taking pictures with Roddy. I'm getting him to sign autographs. I am a fan. I am. I admit that. I am a fan. I'm critical, but I'm a fan. Do you think it's okay for you to root for CSU to win? Deep down, that's not like you're tweeting, hey, let's go team. But do you root for CSU to win?
Yeah, I mean, I saw that and have had conversations, offline with other folks. And to be frank, I will say I don't know the full context of how the foe came about, what was happening, just CFO. But, inappropriate behavior is the first thing that came to my mind for a journalist, a beat reporter covering the team. I certainly, if the same, so to speak, situation happened at CSU, say they win whatever the college football playoff, I certainly wouldn't be in that situation myself. But there, I would say it depends a little bit on your situation and what your job is and everything. But myself as a, CSU beat reporter, in that similar situation, I think I would have acted differently.
So you would, let's say if you were there, let's say you were the Avs beat reporter and Gabriel Landeskog comes up to you with the Stanley Cup and says, take a drink from this cup. You wouldn't do it?
Easiest A for me from sitting here, not in that situation, but, I would say no would be, my answer. I don't know all the circumstances and everything, but I would feel like my bosses wouldn't be thrilled if that happened. And frankly, I would probably feel uncomfortable. There's sort of a, certainly you get close with people on your beat, but, like the local newspaper beat reporter, there's still a little bit of a wall of separation, just business-wise, professionalism-wise, because you're not part of the team. You're not doing PR for the team. And that's where the discomfort for me would come from of, it's not my job to cheerlead. It's to, report on whatever's happening, good or bad. Now, that being said, anyone that claims that results don't matter is lying. I certainly don't root for CSU. I'm not losing sleep over wins or losses, but it's certainly better for everyone to cover winning teams. Like that's just straight up logic. Wins are more fun to be around than losses are. Just as a human being, so no doubt that being around a winning team is a good thing.
Well, and you see it in your readership, too. I mean, and again, Adazio's stuff was interesting because it was just a sideshow. But, you covering Nico Medved's run to the March Madness tournament, probably a little different than, when things kind of puttered out for Mike Bobo or something like that. And that's where I talked about this on the show yesterday, Kevin, with no disrespect. I said, hey, if you're not comfortable with it, if your bosses say no, then absolutely it's a no-go. You can't do it. But if the Denver Post is cool with it, then it does become up to you. Where do you want to align yourself with? Me, I'm a radio guy. We get into it. We have a good time with it. I get where you're coming from with it at the same time. I guess with me personally, I'm like, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it either way. If you would have turned down a drink from the Stanley Cup, I would have been like, damn, you are a greater man than I am. But still, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, and like I say, different circumstances, dictate things. And I will say I'm always or try and lean on the more cautious side as far as what's posted on social media and everything as well. So that's probably part of where I'm coming from as
True.
Well.
But
yeah, but yeah, certainly an interesting situation. It is a side part of the job that not everyone sees or understands. You spend a ton of time around the people you're whatever beat you're on. And so you're going to have relationships. Some people on that beat don't like you, but there are others that, just as humans, you get along really well. You just connect. So there is, you know, I guess blending there, because you are human beings, and you know, hockey season is a long, long one, and you're going to be around those people a long time. So certainly, you're going to have some people that you know you just get along with really well. So you know, as a human being, you're going to you know like some of the people you're around all the time. So that absolutely plays into some of this as well, I think.
Yeah, no, I hear where you're coming. I wanted to get your thoughts on it, Kevin, because I know you and I probably differ a little bit there. But again, that's different careers and such, radio versus paper and all that. And that doesn't take anything away, give or take, if you were to take, in my opinion, if you were to party or not. But you are a very well-respected reporter, no question about it. So you're telling me you wouldn't go have a beer with Steve Addazio anytime soon?
I haven't got that invite yet. We'll just say that.
I had to throw it in once. Kevin, I always appreciate you, dude. Nobody better, in my opinion. I know we got some big things cooking between KFK and the Colorado one coming up soon, so we love working with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise. It's always fun.
All right, my man. There he is, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And I knew Kevin was going to go there. In fairness, I knew he was going to go there because we've had these conversations before. But I am a fan of the team. I can get critical, but, Jade, you know, I might have a hard time going, hey, let's not take pictures of this and blast it all over. But then again, I don't know, bro. Okay, we'll take a break. I'll recap that in a minute. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Demolition Derby tickets. First caller right now. I got a pair. Let's go. Buildings by Design. Thank you for the tickets. Caller number one, 970-353-1310. You got a pair of tickets to go see the Demolition Derby. Expensive tickets. We'll be right back.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard. Weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.